Today's Shir Mishra B'Yayimi is Simon Tuf Reish Dalid. We're up to Sif Beis. Just before we start Sif Beis, yesterday we saw the halacha that based on psukim in the Torah is a mitzvah to eat and have a big time suda on Erev Yom Kippur. It should be, what we should point out though, is that even though the Gemara bases this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur on psukim, there's actually a shaila brought down in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shinyav Gimel Kasvav, whether this mitzvah is Dairaisa or Dirabanan. And just a couple other things on this. I briefly alluded yesterday to the fact that there are different understandings as to the nature of this mitzvah. So I want to spell it out a little better before we go weiter. Rashi says that the nature of this mitzvah is that it's like a preparation for the fast. It's like a heksha mitzvah, right? Because you're eating to prep for the fast, right? Others, Rabbeinu Yonah, he adds that it's to give you more strength for tefillah, for kapara on Yom Kippur. That's one. You know, that's basically one mahalach. Like it's a preparation for Yom Kippur, either for the fast or for the tefillah. And Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that it's a different idea. That Yom Kippur is a yomtiv, but we don't eat. So you need to have a sudas yomtiv. So where do you have a sudas yomtiv? So he says the nature of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, of extending it, is really it's the suda of Yom Kippur, and that's it's like a sudas yomtiv of Yom Kippur. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva, and the Shibalei Leket goes in the other direction. He says it's really in order to make the fast harder. If you eat a lot, it's harder to fast. That's the Shibalei Leket. So what are some possible nafkaminas? Okay, so one possible nafkamina between the approaches is what happens if you can't fast because you're sick. So do you have to? So is there a mitzvah to eat? Okay, right. If it's just a stam yomtiv type of thing, yeah. If it's to prep, maybe no. Also, the issue of one meal or maybe two meals, that's sudas yomtiv. But if it's an issue of eating to prep, it's lav dafka the meals, the sudos. It's to go ahead and eat to get yourself full. However, if you speak to the big fasters, they tell you drink throughout the day, eat throughout the day. So that would be if it's more of a prep as opposed to a sudas yomtiv. It's one sudo or two sudos like you have on the yomtiv. Right. Also, the idea of making it harder for you to fast, I guess that's also that would be an afkamina. Also, another issue might be: does it begin the night before? Right. If it's a yomtiv type of thing, it might even be the night before. Okay, we saw yesterday. Okay, just one other thing, and then we're gonna move weiter, and that is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings up the issue of what about women? Are women mechuyev in this mitzvah? So we saw yesterday that the Torah writes it in the lashon of ve'inisem to give you the schar as if it was inui. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger and he says if you just view it as a stam mitzvah, so in mitzvah asher hazman grama. But if it's connected up to the inu, a woman has to fast. So same way she has to fast, so too, she, has to eat. And that's that. Let's keep moving back to now. Okay, again, as usual, right, these things that I add, I'll a lot of it is in the dirshu. So if you, as a hint, if I put it on the bechina and you don't remember, you could probably look it up in the dirshu. Not everything's in the dirshu, but a lot of them is brought down in the dirshu. The extra stuff. Okay, beis. Ein noflin al pneyem b'erev yom ha-kippurim. You don't go ahead and say tachnun on Erev Yom HaKippurim, Sif Katon Gimel, in the Mishnah Brura, Ein Nofen Al Pneim, the Noag in Lasoso Ksas Kmo Yom Tov. Because the Minag is to treat this day, as we said, like a little bit like a Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur. And the Ramah, back to the Ramah, as the Ramah continues, and therefore, Gam Ein Omrim Lamatzeach. Okay, also you don't say Lamatzeach, it's like you don't say Lamatzeach on a Yom Tov, or something that's Yom Tov Dik, we don't say Lamatzeach. Why not? Look at the Mishnah Brura, Lamatzeach, we don't say, he says, Lamatzeach, we shouldn't receive beyond tzara. Right, that's why we don't say it on Yom Tov or something like a Yom Tov, which we say beyond tzara. Go back before we finish up this Mishnah Brura. Go back to the Ramah. Also, he says we don't say umizmor l'soda. We also don't say mizmor l'soda on Erev Yom Kippur. Why not? So mizmor l'soda is an interesting thing. Why we don't do it on Erev Yom Kippur? It's similar to why we don't do it on Erev Pesach. Because look at the Mishnah Brura. Umizmor l'soda. Back to the Mishnah Brura in the middle of Sif Katan Dalet. Umizmor l'soda. The bezman abayis haya asul akriv shum karban anechol b'Erev Yom Kippurim. Because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to be makriv of any korban that is nechal on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because you're minimizing the time of the achila. So a korban toga can be eaten that day and the night afterwards. So on Erev Yom Kippur, you're being mimayet the zman of the achila of the korban. So you couldn't bring a korban toga because even though in theory you could eat it on Erev Yom Kippur, but since the zman of the achila is also the night after, So you're minimizing this man, and therefore they didn't want you to have chas v'shalom come to the situation where you wouldn't be able to eat the korban, and you have the korban left over. So that's what he says. The mizmai kol korbanos nechalom liyom v'layla shalachav, because minimally the korbanos you could eat on that day and the night afterwards. Uvikayom akipurim yev shalachal, and Yom Kippur you can't eat it on that night. Benimza maybe the day puzzle, and you end up bringing the korban to a psul. You're not going to be able to eat it. So therefore they didn't bring a korban poda, since they didn't bring a korban toda on Erev Yom Kippur. So too. Right? You don't say Mizmor L'Soda, that's why you don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, same type of thing on what? Same type of thing when it comes to Pesach, in terms of Chametz, right? Chametz you can't even eat after Chatzos. So that's the reason why, even though you could, in theory, eat in the morning, you bring the Korban Toda nice and early in the morning, you can eat it before 10, you know, the fifth hour. But same reason, you can't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Yom Kippur. Obviously, you don't say Mizmor L'Soda all of Pesach as well, because you can't eat it B'chal, because it's Chametz. Okay, later. Then we continue on back into the Ramah. Gam ein omer kodem alos ha-shachar harbe slichos. So very interesting. He says here, you don't say before alos ha-shachar a lot of slichos. No, again, laharbas slichos. There are mekomos that they do have a lot of extra slichos. So no, our minhag is we have less slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? Ba'kol lefi ha-minhag. Everything is like the minhag. Okay? So that's what he's saying. Now, someone is saying the idea of not having a lot of slichos before alos ha-shachar might be, because he says before alos ha-shachar, we do our slichas a lot of times in the morning after Alos HaShachar. But what would be the inyan of not doing a lot of slichas before Alos HaShachar? The ideal time of our slichas is really before, right, at the Ashmores, before Alos HaShachar. So the idea might be, once again, if we view the night as a Yom Tov, like we said before, so then maybe that's why we don't have slichas, right? We don't have a lot of slichas the night before. We don't really do the slichas at all, or the major part of the slichas because of that. But anyway, our minhag is, as we said, we have a lesser slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. Belinyan Amiras Avinu Malkeinu Erev Yom Kippur Yeshbo Machlokes Bein Achronim. When it comes to the issue of Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur, that's a machlokes within the Achronim, whether you say Avinu Malkeinu Uminag Iri Shalol Amro. And he says, my minag is not to say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur, Kiyim Yeshachal Yom Kippur B'Shabbos, except when it's on Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, She'ein Omrim Bo Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, because then, since you're not going to say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, since Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, so then you say it on Erev Yom Kippur. So Azar Minan also Erev Yom Kippur Shachris. Then you would go ahead and say it on an Erev Yom Kippur on Shachris. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan. Hey, Erev Yom Kippur Shachris. Avav Mincha Ein Omrim Oso B'chol Gavni. But when it comes to Mincha, okay, regardless, you will not say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev, okay, Yom Kippur. So that's basically what the Ramah is saying. Ramah is saying that this is actually machlokes, whether in Shachris you will say Avinu Malkeinu, and he says for sure, even according to his minhag, that you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur in Shachris. You would say it if Yom Kippur happens to be Shabbos, because you wouldn't be saying Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, so therefore you say it on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, let's move right there. Tough Reish Hei. Minhag Kaparos Be'erev Yom Kippur. That's a very fascinating Siman, as we're going to see. Masha Noagim Lasos Kapara. This whole idea of Kaparos in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see it a lot. Mr. Shem, you'll be able to see Kaparos. Erev Yom Kippur, Lishchot Tarnagol. This minag of Kaparos on Erev Yom Kippur, to shecht a Tarnagol, to shecht a chicken, Al Kol Ben Zachar, for every, okay, male child, Velomar Alav Psukim, and to say the Psukim, Zechalikvasi, whatever, you say, and then you say Psukim, Yesh limnoa haminag. You should go ahead and make sure not to allow this minag to occur. And he's basically saying one should stop this minag because it is a problematic minag. What? So Shulchan Aruch is basically against kaparas. Okay. I wonder what's Sfardim. Sfardim. I wonder if they pass in this way. Because look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Yesh limnoa haminag. Mishum chashash darchei amori, because of the concern that it basically has the impress of superstition, which is the derech of the darchei amori, and therefore you should not go ahead and shlug kaparis, okay, because it has that impress. Yesh me'agaonim, the Ramah says, we're on the Ramah. Yesh me'agaonim shekasu minagzeh. There are ga'onim that write that and bring down this minag. V'chein kasu also rabim minachronim, and many achronim bring down this minag. And this is the minag in all the medinos. Elu, the minag Ashkenaz is to do kaparos. And you not go ahead and stop it, like the Shulchan Aruch says, because it is a old time minag and has a lot of meaning to it. Okay, let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan beis minag vasikin. The Yachshov, and what should a person be thinking when he does Shalatz Kaparas? Yachshov shekol ma she'osin lo'of hazeh, hakol hayaroi lovo alav. And the person is supposed to think when he's doing this that everything that's going to happen to this oaf in terms of his shechita, it's appropriate to have come onto him, the al yedei tshuvaso, and this tshuva that he's basically saying that I'm really, this is part of his charata, and he's saying it's like it's sort of like a carbon, vayadei tshuvaso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misalik akzera, okay? This type of tshuva that he's doing, okay? He's getting rid of the gzera upon himself, and that's the idea. When you bring a carbon, for example, you're saying this is in place of me, and everything that's supposed to come on to me comes on to the oaf. V'chein kasav rishonim tam ha-carbon abo al-shogeg. And this, the rishonim, right, when it comes to the carbon, that's the concept many rishonim bring up. What a person's mindset is when he brings a carbon for a chatas of an-shogeg. Okay? Now, obviously, you don't have in mind that this is a carbon, because that would be like a shikol shechitas, you know, kachim b'chutz, but it's the same type of idea. And it's appropriate to go ahead and to shecht it when it is still dark after the slichos, before alos shachar in the ashmores times. Because that's when the great rachamim is. That's when we do slichos, right? Therefore, the person who's doing this should be careful to bring a torch. Because you're not really allowed to shecht at night when it's dark, unless there is a lot of light from a torch. And therefore, there are people that actually shechted only after shachris to avoid this issue. Right? Because if you shecht in the dark, there's a chash that it will be an avela, but you won't be able to, you know, properly shecht. In places where you have, you go to some of these places where they do kaparis, a lot of people are together, it's like mayhem. The dolchin zedz, people are pushing each other. And shochtim the orim kol laila, and the shochtim are up all night. Befanim zuufim, and they're exhausted, right? Beinam magishim the sakim, and they rove avoda. They can't even feel the knife because they're just like shechting like crazy. And it's possible they'll come to a nevela. He says, "Tov yosel lishchotek aparos yom yomayim kodem yom kamakipurim." He says it's better, and you'll see in Eretz Yisrael there are places that they have like 2 or 3 days before. That's when they start the kaparos because of this issue. Because if it's just too crazy on Erev Yom Kippur in the ideal time, the Ashmores, it's better to go ahead and shecht the kaparos a day or two before so that you avoid the problem of the ofos being shechted improperly. Because really, the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's okay to do kaparos, so you don't have to actually wait until Mamish Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, Shisavu al Hashem B'mos, or as we can see coming up with the Ramah, and this is a minhag many people have, to go ahead and instead of going ahead and taking a chicken and putting it around your head, you take money. Okay, in lieu of that, v'techashev lehem letzdaka, and you think of it towards a tzedakah, shelo yu nechshalim b'isr nevela, and it should be, okay, no, so v'techashev lehem letzdaka, and it should be used as letzdaka for the person who's doing it, since he's what? Since he's not going to be nechshal in the isr nevela, chas v'shalom. U'misha yachol v'rotzim min ha-mufchar, and someone who wants to go ahead and do the mitzvah min ha-mufchar of mamish, having a chicken, yikra ha-shochet lebeso. He should bring the shochet to his house, v'ashmores ha-boker. So you bring your own shochet and have him shecht at your house at night, and you go ahead and you bring out the avuka, and this way it's not chaos. Ukayom minag bekama makomos, and nowadays in the minag is in many places shashochtin mayarin v'ochel lebeis kol echad achatzos. The shochtim actually are up and they go to everyone's house after chatzos halayla, after chatzos adorayom. So the shochtim are running from house to house to shecht. But the chayim minachon she yishnu hashochtim mikodem. So if they're going to do that, that's like even crazier. So they have to be careful. And they should take a little shluff earlier in the day, kidei shelo yisalfu, so they don't, you know, go ahead and fall asleep in the middle of the, or doze in the middle of the shlita. V'chein tzrichin lahachin kama sakinim bedukim, and they also should go ahead and prepare a good number of sakinim that are checked. U'b'sha shchita, and when they do the shchita, yir lev doch b'chol pam, they should check each time. V'lo yismoch al ma'ashe badak tchilei. You shouldn't rely on the previous shchita. Each time you should check that the sakin is a good sakin, so it's not an avela. Right, check the sack and the knife. V'nei afkish shochet beveis balabayis, and you should realize that even in the shechting in the house of the balabayis, haderechu shabayim gamkei balabaitis with him, the derech is going to come from other balabatim next to him. We practice shochet beveiso bayim harbe shulchem biyachad makaparis, and specifically when you're shechting, okay, in the house, you have many different shulchem come together with the kaparos. Umachma shetzarech l'shol kaparos harbe, and because the shochet has to do a lot of kaparos and shecht them together, ein hazman maspik l'bok b'kabanas alev k'din yud beis bedikos. You can't do all the 12 bedikos you're supposed to do for before each one, right? Karav adaber shemachmas and achitza lo yidaktek heitev bedika, and it's definitely possible that because of all this lachatz, the guy's not going to check properly. L'chein ha'etza ha'yuta. Therefore, the best thing to do is shakol panim achashitas kol ha'ofa shabal abayis echad. Once there's a what? Once the, after the shechita of all the ofos of one balabayas, then yivdok terem yelech hashliach im ha'ofos. You check it before the shliach goes ahead and takes all the ofos. So what you could do, instead of checking before each one, is you could do a number of shechitas of the ofos, all right? Of one, let's say, one balabayas. Then after you shech the number of chickens, then the shochet checks it. And the basic halacha is, that she is barlo in nimsu sakina yafa. You're checking it to see, did you have a good sakin? You can't eat it before you checked it. And nimsa pagum, now, the danger in this is, if you find it pagum, then yitrov kola over shal balabayas. Right? In other words, you're allowed to go ahead and shech, like the initial checking of the sakin, and then you can do another 15, right, shechitas, and then check the what? Check the knife after that. But then the risk is, between that shechita and this shechita, and the last shechita, if you find it to be pagum after the last shechita, and all the overs up until then are going to be treif. Okay? And let's just finish up with this. We've got two more minutes. V'noagin, back to the Ramah. V'noagin likach tanagol zachar lezachar u v'lenekeva lochit tanagolos. The minhag is, not just for the ben zachar, but to have a male chicken for a male, and a female chicken, okay? For a what? For a, like a rooster and a chicken. Rooster the man, right? Rooster for the man, and a regular chicken for the woman. Okay, and he says, V'loichin l'mubaras shnei tanagolim. And for a pregnant woman, you take two chickens. Ulai teled zachar. Maybe she will have a boy, which is interesting. According to that, two women could go with one. Like two people of the same sex can go with one chicken. It's just that if they're different, then you have what? Then you have two chickens. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. We'll end with this. Shnei tanagolim, dayo tanagol, tanagolas. Right? The tanagol, shem avlad zachar. A tanagol, maybe the child will be a what? Will be a male. A tanagolas. And why do you take a tanagolas? Shafilim avlad nekeva. Even if the vlad is a what? Is a nekeva. Is kapur shnei. And then the mother and the daughter will the baby that will be born will have a kapara. He atzma avlad bachas. She and the child will go to the tanagolas. Shafilim shnei bnei adam yichol nikach kapara achas. And even two people can go ahead and take one kapara if they can't afford it. There are those that say, listen, you need for everybody. So therefore you take two chickens and one rooster for a pregnant woman. And when he goes around the head, he says, Zechalifasi, Zetzmurasi, Kaparasi, which are the Roshi Tevos of Chatach, which is the shame of the Malach, Hamamun Alachayim, the name of the Malach that is a appointed over life and death. And with this, we have finished the Amud. Today's Amud Yomi. Tomorrow,